Yeah, 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 yeah. And he was like,
I was not ready for
the
that.
People from childhood who would done that. I was like,
am I lying? am I lying though?
You're not lying, but it's
okay,
just,
okay, so.
Just a bit mad.
Truth about Brum, innit? Like,
shout out to Charles Wood.
So you don't have no like brief. You just start. And whatever comes out, comes out.
That's a brief, you know.
I meant brief. Like this is a church board, you know. Like say my name's Pastor Bruce Blood.
That's so brief. Just be yourself, be natural, be cute. Here's what it is. Okay.
If it goes wrong, then. Wait, check my levels, Adam, because I'm sat here. Is that okay?
Yeah, we're good.
It's not okay.
You're gonna. No.
So, how was everyone's
going to bring it closer? No, I'm with the other one.
You can't ask me how my
leg is. Oh, with this one, but I feel like
it's Tuesday.
Turn the leg so that the middle leg is.
See, so I'm making me a brief when you ask how my week was. Do I pretend not to tell you it's Tuesday?
So, how's everyone's week going?
Oh, the middle leg's in the middle. All right.
It's going all right. I got into it tomorrow.
Yeah.
So not smart.
For you, OB. Future self, if you fail, it's okay. It's all right, mate.
You look sad while you're saying it.
Nah, UOB is cool, man. UOB is cool, man. I like it. It's calm.
You're gonna like it.
I like the clock tower. Really nice. I like the clock tower.
What?
The clock tower is cute. Yeah.
It goes green, you know, at night.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's rich people clock, blood.
Rich people clock.
Rich people clock.
Okay, it's in the middle.
Talking about a boy from Wits and Green, blood.
Just a light, man.
It's just a light.
Starting this one. Yeah, that's the. Like, I had no lights.
Oh, okay.
But the lights went out a few times,
okay.
The lights have gone out in your house.
Okay.
And then your mum had to go flick the switch.
Nah, there's been a whole blackout on the street, bro.
Has it?
So,
yeah, I heard
it. It stopped at your house, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, near your area.
Nicer places.
Oh, shut up, man.
Absolutely.
Okay. Nah, but for real, how's everyone's week going, though?
Good. Tiring. Yeah.
Oh, Matt, we got a special guest, guys.
You're so stupid, bro.
Got a special guest. Yeah, because we've got to introduce.
We introduced Abigail halfway through.
Let's learn from our mistakes. So
we have started.
Give them the tag. Everyone had a tag back there. Mine was C'd up.
Mine was Buster. And I had a rap, but it's not the time.
Oh, rap.
Now go on, go on, now go on, go on, go on, go on.
It's not the time.
I beg you, go on. Justin, provide a beat.
As in Busta Rhymes' daughter. She's laugh. Oh.
Busta on the mic. People call me Busta. Man, I'm feeling hotty, like I need a potty.
That was lit. That was actually it.
Slew them!
No, Tip
is even
so
much.
That was lit! And the flow!
The last bar was hard still. Busta Rhymes can eat a potty.
Come on!
Hey!
It's like Ravi, you know? Mind you. It's not that key, you know?
Go with that.
Hello from the edit, it's Future Alvin.
Yeah, so it's Cameron here.
Hi guys, Justin here.
Hey, it's your girl T here on After Sundown Podcast.
And you're locked into the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Sit back and enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's about to be a mazzoline still.
Quick one.
Yes, that's the sound.
Ooh, lovely. We love it, guys. We love it.
Oh, stop.
Shut up, man.
Gonna take my shine for Okay, we've got a quick game. Never Have I Ever, SD edition.
I don't know about.
Are you not ready? Okay, first question. Have I ever gone to a church event hoping to link someone?
Sip, sip. Come on, Alvin.
Glug.
Did I not? Yes. Glug it out!
It's about Alvin, you know. Mind you.
I love it.
I mean, it wasn't the primary reason.
The same time.
The primary reason was to sing in it. Mind
Justin,
you.
No, you have to play too.
The primary reason was to meet
the
Lord.
Playing the game.
Well, Justin would be sip.
Wow.
Sip.
You have to play.
Okay. Next one. Never have I ever went on a platform for the clout.
Oh, for clout, blood.
Nah,
not for clout.
Scared of the platform.
Not for clout.
Nah.
don't think so.
I have to go on the platform a lot, but okay, not cool, not cool, a lot, cool. But like
the singing
times.
Praise team count
for clout.
For clout, yeah, clout.
Clout's a strong word now, you know.
It's true.
I'm
thinking of my younger
solely
days.
For clout.
There's certain ones that that I reject not to lose clout, but I've never gone there to gain it.
Oh, wow.
The truth's coming out.
No. Yeah, like,
that makes sense.
I get what you mean. Yeah,
like,
you
there's
mean.
Certain things that you're just like, okay, nah, that's not me.
Let's not add all the extras to clout. Clout just means you.
Clout just means, okay, I've never done any. I've never done that for clout.
Not solely for clout.
Not exactly, yeah.
Never have I ever had a crush on a pastor.
No.
There's no female. No, that's... Why the fuck are silent, bro?
There is a couple of females.
Think. You know that silent laugh?
No, because I had to think.
Go on.
There is a female pastor. There is a female pastor.
I think... I mean...
Oh.
There's some good-looking pastors.
Have I?
Some
yeah, because wait, does this have to be the SDA church?
Say crush.
Mm. Then if SDA church, then...
SDA church. Yeah, SDA church. It's the SDA edition. No. Okay.
Most of them pass it to be crow's nest anyway.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Never have I ever dressed up perfectly, purposely, to have all eyes on you at church.
Can
you
sip?
I'm gonna get me words out.
Now I'll sip.
Nah.
All eyes on me.
Certain eyes.
I don't dress for the occasion.
Mm. As in, you mean dress? Have I ever dressed to impress?
No, I just
dressed to impress.
I have dressed for the occasion. You get me?
To draw attention. I'm not gonna lie.
Not to draw attention, but you know, I just know the suit just makes me look good.
I know he's definitely lying.
No, obviously, if I look good when I get there, you know, you get me.
It's a bonus. Nah, come on. Cameron's taking photos before good. He got into the church.
Huh? I'm wearing dungarees, blood. Get me. I'm a stylish person.
I've never dressed for the occasion.
That one in the snow, remember, Cameron?
Never. You've never dressed for the occasion.
Oh yeah.
Tracksuit bottoms, jeans, North Face t-shirt.
Yeah,
true
story. Justin Rose's church. Solid boot cuts, blood. Solid
boot cuts. I mean, I dress for church.
Straight legs, straight legs.
I don't think I dress to impress anyone.
Yeah.
I definitely dress to impress.
Not
so the Lord as well.
They just come.
But I love looking good for church.
I want to belong. I don't dress to like. Impress. I don't dress to turn heads. Let me put it that way. If a head is turned, but
they're already looking. I'll be.
No, you have to have the mentality that you're a head turner. You just have to. It has to be that mentality.
Oh well. I
turn heads.
Jeez, that's how I feel.
That's the end.
Yeah, but I feel like the clothes that I wear.
I
feel like I don't put on clothes and then it's not the clothes.
I've seen you some nice
it's me.
Bombs.
Like I feel like if I put on the clothes,
some turtleneck numbers with a jacket. And I've seen.
I remember when Alvin had like the full beard just out, blood. You get me? And he had the cut, and I saw him, and I was like, "Raw, you're a sex symbol."
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, Alvin,
that's cool.
I know exactly what he's talking about. Another picture.
He's reminiscing on the picture now.
It's right here.
I think everybody does it.
Okay, never.
Next question.
Never have I ever been emotional during that song that brings you to the throne.
Sip, of course.
Sip. Glug.
Definitely, man.
To be quite honest, everything makes me cry. So
I feel
the same. I mean, if someone's crying, I'm gone. 100%.
Oh, you're not moist, man.
If people cry around me,
especially girls, I feel like I don't cry anywhere at church.
Yeah,
I don't
it's happened only once.
Time.
I've only cried in public once. Only once.
What? Same,
my cry is ugly as well.
Oh my gosh,
when
I
cry
like animal. Animal, I think I'm definitely the same. I'm with Key on that one. I'm just a mess.
Yeah.
Films.
Films, blood.
Life,
I cried. I almost cried at this film called Water Horse, fam. Because Water Horse.
Is it what's it about?
It's about some magical water horse thing, and it like grows in this.
I feel like that's stripping now.
No, yeah, it grows in the bathtub. Blood.
Have you watched it?
I haven't watched it, but like, I cried.
What do we know about?
Fam, it was when he goes free, fam. Oh my gosh!
I'm screaming.
Like 3 minutes.
I was next to man. I think
Free Willy is good.
I was with.
What it meant you
that was an emotional film.
Wow.
Okay,
you know
but
what?
Have you seen? Have you seen Blackfish though? No. The documentary on actual orcas, on actual killer whales.
About Blackfish.
On have orcas. You seen it?
Does it make you cry?
No, it just
an intelligent word.
That word triggers me.
Black.
No. No Blackfish.
Oh, wow.
That story's for another day. I'm not ready to tell it right now.
Oh.
Oh no.
We got time.
Tell me.
No.
Wait, yo.
I'm just thinking what's going on.
He was like, are you okay? She was about to cry.
we got time to
be fair. Well, the story.
Yeah.
It's basically how I accidentally ate a whale.
What? I am so intrigued. Wow. Please, pray tell.
Is that one of the Ten Commandments?
Wait. Year now, so I'm over it. I was actually very traumatised for a while. Okay, so basically last year, literally around this time last year, when I was in St. Vincent, I was obviously doing my best to not eat chicken because I'd become a pescatarian that year, so I was trying to just like eat fish only. And so we went to this restaurant with my friends, and there was something called blackfish stew. So I was like, oh yeah, let me try it. It was almost like you paid, like, it was literally I think £5, and the container dish was massive for like £5. Got so much food. So I had rice, I had this blackfish stew. So I'm a person who likes sauce, so I put the stew all on my rice, you know, mix it up together. I had some other sides, can't remember to be fair. I had some other sides, and so we went upstairs in the restaurant, and then I'm eating the food. I'm just like, okay, this is, I mean, I like fish, but this is a very, like, it was very heavy salty fish. Very salty dish.
Yeah.
Very salty dish. And I'm looking at the meat, the fish, and I'm thinking, what kind of fish has such big, tough bones? Like, this is, it looks like, like, almost like, you know, like oxtail bones. Like,
whoa, those. Yeah.
The circle, it's got it fans out kind of thing. Yeah, I'm thinking, what is this?
Vertebrae, basically.
Yeah. I think it was actually that. It probably was. And then I'm looking at the thing, and I'm just thinking, like, so obviously now I know it's a whale, but so you know blubber,
yeah,
like I could see the fat. So I'm looking at this thing, and I'm just thinking, what? And I was like, let me just try some, because I was thinking maybe it's just not a fish that I've recognized before. So I'm eating this thing, and I'm just like, this is the toughest. Oh, it was disgusting.
It was, okay.
As in, like, I spat it out straight away.
Oh, okay.
And then, obviously, sticking up wasn't really that great. I didn't have much internet, but I was like, I need to use my internet to just Google what this is, because I'm kind of a bit scared what this is. And I'm gonna Google it now. Thank you. It's a mammal.
It's a mammal blood. You get me?
It's not. Oh, my day.
It's a mammal.
I was literally mortified. I'm gonna read you what came up when I Googled it. This is when I nearly like passed out.
When you're talking though, you can
let's see.
Whoa. And it's killer whale. Look at that.
Alvin, please.
I'm sorry.
Like, as in, someone reminded me of it the other day because I've only told a few people. Now everyone knows now. I'm trying to find the link.
I didn't know that whaling was going on like that.
It's illegal. Is it?
Because, yeah, like, I'm thinking.
But Jamaican people don't care.
It's St. Vincent. Please don't put us in that category. Wow. It's Vinti people.
No. Jamaican people don't eat whale and stuff like that.
I can't say I've ever eaten whale. I'm trying to find it.
We don't. That's a small island thing, still. I can't lie.
No.
That's a small island thing. I can't lie. I lie. Man, they eat monkey and that. You get me? Certain islands eat monkey. That's all I'm saying. But it's not Montserrat, so you get me. It's okay.
So it's set. Like, 1 second. Let me just double check this. This place is in. Okay, so I can't pronounce this place. Baru Ali. So it's basically, it's a place in St. Vincent.
Mm.
It's famous for hunting pilot whales. It is a pilot really whales. Big town. They dry and salt the flesh of the pilot whales, and it turns black, hence the name Blackfish.
No.
When I read that, I was literally just like,
I feel sick.
And I wanted to like go on a deep cleanse.
Sounds delicious.
Like, it was, I was mortified.
Laxative.
Honestly, I wanted to get out of
the situation. Yeah.
Try things once still.
Oh my gosh. Nah. It wasn't even that nice. It was bare salty. And then what made me vexed is the fact that I had nothing to eat. But then I was off my appetite anyway. I was just like, I'm not.
I would have eaten dry rice.
I put all the stew on the rice.
I wouldn't eat the stew, so I would have yammed the stew.
No, but the stew's salt. It just tastes like seawater.
Oh, is it? Oh,
it's okay. Just bare salty. Yeah, not really much flavour.
Wow. So we've had blackfish.
Yeah, don't recommend. Oh, I mean, I love St. Vincent, but that.
Yeah.
Not about it.
Shout out St. Vincent.
Yeah,
great place. Ain't that the story at the same time that you was, you know, on the
side? Oh, I just did.
Hey, just did.
A lot of things happened on that trip. A lot of things happened on that trip.
I did not make the connection.
You are so stupid.
I was thinking, everyday exposure.
Oh, after that, I decided just to eat chicken because it's just better for me to eat
chicken.
So,
what day was the waiver?
It was on the Sabbath, I'll tell you that.
Nah.
was it before or after?
It was before.
Okay.
Was it raw, actually?
The appetite wasn't that bad.
Oh, my days.
Just saying.
Go on, next question. Do you have another one? Oh, that was it.
Fair enough.
That's the crying thing. Because everyone cried in church.
No.
I've cried in church as well, but I'm not a loser. Just saying.
So, it's well, okay when you... Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Just
course.
Okay,
because
that makes sense.
I was coming back. This is
my
coming back. I was like, Lord.
It's true,
though. Amy, don't like my friend.
Was that necessary? Oh, gosh.
My friend tries to like cry and she's like, Lord, I'm coming home.
You are so dumb.
Did you stage it or was it genuine?
Stage it. No, it was genuine. Like, I don't cry. Do I cry?
I said you didn't plan to cry.
I don't cry. I had to walk down with my head down. I had to walk back with my head down.
Oh, like, that's kind of cute.
Oh, it's not cute.
Just a little bit.
I lost some street cred. Oh, you climbed it? Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it anyway.
Let's get cracking.
Let's get physical. Physical.
Oh, so why is this like a continuation of
the... I don't know what's happening.
It's a continuation of like...
A continuation.
The last one of the...
Yeah.
I have to say, it's a continuation of the Ten Commandments.
Okay. I can't remember. So the last
one
was the
Sabbath.
Sabbath, yeah. Mm.
Shabbat Shalom.
The way you said Shabbat, the last
time. Shout out to my Jewish people, we love you. Yeah. My Jews.
Who, sorry?
The Jewish people, them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never.
Great community. Great
I don't
community.
Think I've actually met a Jew.
No.
I have.
I've met a Jew, not like a real Jew.
A fake one.
Hey.
Like a half height one.
Oh,
honestly, I don't think I've
met. I hope she never hears this.
I've never met a Jew.
I had a friend who's Israeli.
I think I've met a Jew.
I'm sorry if I offend anyone who are. Yeah.
I have a friend who's Israeli.
Imagine.
Who.
I'm wrecking my brains now.
Is he a Jew? Well, he is a Jew, but he's a Christian.
Huh? Oh, okay. So he's Jewish by heritage, but.
By heritage and by birth.
Okay, yeah.
Isn't being a Jew a race?
I mean, yeah. I'm confused by it.
It was meant
it's
to be
both,
because to actually be a Jew you have to be born. It's from your mother. It's not from the dad. It's from the mother.
Yeah, but I don't know where that is. That in the Torah and the...
No, that's something that they teach. 100%, I know that.
That they teach.
But was that?
It's not what
was
the
that
Bible
biblical?
Teaches.
Yeah, was that biblical?
Yeah, but why would the Bible be teach?
The Torah, sorry, the Torah.
That's a good question. Why, that's a good question. Why would the Bible be?
Well, I guess which part of the Bible?
The Torah, sorry.
Okay, even
so,
the
when
Torah.
You're talking about the Torah is the Old Testament. Is that's it.
I thought it's the first five.
The
isn't it the
Torah is the first five.
Are you sure?
No? I mean, I did quite well in GCSE RE.
I got a B blood.
Yeah, the Torah is the first five.
Is it first five? Sorry, Torah is...
Is it? No, in my head,
that's
it's the
I got
Tanakh. Is the Tanakh not
it
the first
five? Can specifically mean the first five books of the Hebrew
And what's
Bible?
The Tanakh?
Oh, Tanakh. Is it T-A-N-A? Tanakh. Oh, yeah. T-A-N-A-K-H.
What? Go on.
Tanakh is what Christians refer to as the Old Testament.
I'm not discussing as well. Yeah. I'm just as lost as you.
But yes,
you
what they believe?
Yeah, we just jump in and jump out.
The old, but not the new.
All right, so let's get into it then.
Keith's so lost. I feel like
they believe from the Bible, I think.
No, but she's right. As in, like,
they believe in all the old, but not the new.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
But that's the Tanakh, is the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Torah is the first five.
That Jesus
okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Yeah.
Keep going.
No. The first five.
I know, I'm joking.
Joshua, George's roof.
Cameron
first
Paddock.
Second, Samuel.
First, second. I was just joking.
First, second, Joshua. First, second. Whoa.
Joshua. First and second, Joshua.
Wait. Oh, no, I can't. I have to start from the beginning.
Don't worry then.
Go on, say it.
We'll leave it.
This number is due. One with Joshua. George's roof. First, second, Samuel. First, second, Kings. First, second.
Chronicles.
Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Songs of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations,
Ezekiel,
Ezekiel,
Daniel,
Peas,
Hosea,
Job. You know what? I was so stupid.
I'm doing the figure.
I'm doing this one.
That's sign language for hate.
Sign language.
I thought you did it for like make it rain.
Oh no, Hosea.
Anyway,
all right, so let's get it.
My Bible knowledge needs to get better.
Anyway. Exodus 20 verse 12.
Yeah, Exodus 20 verse 12.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's where we are.
Oh yeah, because the Sabbath takes up a few verses.
Yeah.
Goes, I think
it reads
8 to 11. Go ahead.
Key's ready. Ooh, ready.
Raise your microphone a little bit.
Go on, Key.
Raise it up, yeah.
Are you ready to help me tighten it here?
Yes.
You wanna?
All right.
Make yourself useful.
What's wrong with it? The floaty.
Just so it's closer to your mouth.
Yeah.
So that it's in line like that.
Yeah.
The black bit is in line. Yeah.
Is that right?
Thanks, Jess.
Oh. Is that right? You're thinking about the food you're going to eat later.
It reads.
Sorry. I'm really hungry. Go on, Key.
Go on.
Your time to shine.
Just read the first one.
Cameron, you interrupt him.
Sorry.
Exodus 20, verse 12. It reads, honour your mother and your father, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
Okay.
Amen.
Cool. Amen.
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 Why did you say it like that?
So what does that mean?
What does that mean?
I think it's hard to honour your parents sometimes in this day and age.
Listen.
I feel like the older you get, the harder it becomes.
Not even?
I think depends in some cases.
Some aspects of life, yeah.
But what does honour even mean, though?
Living at Google.
Respect.
I'm just
here for definitions.
Define honor.
Heavyweight grievance.
High respect and great esteem. Great esteem isn't hard.
The definition of the word honor is the state of being honored. The word
honor. Matt said honored.
Who was playing that one? Was that you? Oh, dear Siri.
I wasn't expecting that at all.
That's why you do Google. The state of being honored.
That's embarrassing.
All right, so is it literally just respecting them?
Mm-hmm.
So what about, because I've heard this a lot, this question, what happens if what they believe and what you believe conflict?
I believe then that it must be judged according to the word of God. So like, if what your parents say conflicts with the word of God, or if what anyone says really conflicts with the word of God, then your decision is to, then you have to decide whether you're going to follow God or you're going to follow your parents.
Okay.
Well, even if it can't be backed up, because I can't lie, some of my parents' ideas, I'm literally just like, they're so culturally rooted, they don't even realize. And it's just like, when I challenge them on it and they've got an issue with that, because like, in my day, things that we could challenge before.
You have to say it's not your day, innit?
Literally. But then it's good though, because it helps them to think about actually, why is it that I accept or believe this kind of thing. And I think it's quite interesting, because I went to it was this youth day that was in Liverpool one time, and Pastor Randy was doing a presentation on the different generations. You have the baby bloomers, Generation Z, X, millennials, whatever, and how, for example, if your parents are from a certain generation and then maybe they've not had kids with immediately with the generation below, and it's two generations afterwards, why your ideas and stuff, just you just don't get it, because it's almost like there can be two generations between you. So I think it was like, for example, with my parents, like that's the case. So like, compared to like people my mom's age, that most of their kids are more in like their
30s.
I'm like the younger side of that. So we just, there's certain things that we just, like, she just doesn't get, or my dad just doesn't get. And then obviously you got to add now culture on top of that, like mom being born in
England, my dad being born in Jamaica, and then it just makes things so complicated. So there comes a point where it's just like, okay, like, I'm not just going to just do what you say.
Yeah.
Like, I've got to make the decision for me kind of thing.
There's a strange verse I'll go to. Luke 14 verse 26.
Was you going to say something?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't looking up.
No.
No, you wasn't. Oh, I thought you was earlier.
I think I was.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember
what it was? No, it's gone now. It's gone. Oh, it's gone. Key looks so sorted. She was like, no.
It says, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intended to build a tower? Anyway, I'll stop there.
What?
So those verses, the ones that I just read, apart from the last one that I started and stopped. So on one hand, God says, honour thy father and thy mother, that your days may be long in the land which the Lord your God has given you. And then what does God mean when he says, what does Jesus mean when he says, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters.
Hate's a mad word, still.
Yeah. What does he mean?
And hates not.
Yeah, and doesn't hate. So in order to come to Christ, if you come to Christ and you do not hate, I'm being slightly.
You being like that
facetious
word.
Here.
Yeah, that being, word.
I'm playing
that word. Hate is obviously not saying, you know. Hate,
well, what is
hate
he saying?
It's not saying like hate as in like I don't know. I've hate for someone because they've done me wrong. It's more of like what you were saying earlier about what comes. Who's your priority and who you listen to basically? Because sometimes we can let people guide us rather than God guiding us. Whenever you start to let people guide you over what God's saying, that's when it becomes a problem. So, I don't know. Talitha may come to a conclusion and then her parents might follow it. But if they don't consult God about what they've allowed their daughter to do, then it's kind of just, it's a bit whatless, isn't it?
You know what I mean? I think that's where the responsibility lies within the parents to like, there's a lot of responsibility, obviously, being parents. Like, you have to actually be, like, educated in what it is that you're teaching your children, if that makes sense. So it's like, God is not saying, like, for example, in Ephesians 6, verse 1, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It can only be right if you're getting your governance and stuff from God, like, if you're representing him in your home.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not doing that, it cannot be right, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, obviously, that verse alone is still conditional on what your parents are doing anyway. So a lot of parents, what they do is take that verse and think, I'm right, I do. If I tell you to do that, you have to do it. It doesn't mean that. It's still obviously coming from a place of love, and it still needs to be, especially obviously being Christians, it has to be Christ-centered. Otherwise, you're not actually fulfilling the purpose that God has for you as a parent to that child.
You know what, when I think about it as well, when I think about honoring your parents, I always think back to like Super Nanny days. You know, Super Nanny blood. She used to go in to do the things, blood, and then like
kids used to move mad.
Mad. And like, shut up, mom, you dare you slag, you get me like bare things, blood, like. Nah, I'm a lying.
No, you're not lying. You're not lying. Did you guys used to watch but the world's strictest parents?
Yeah.
Did you see the one when they went to an event his home?
Yeah.
Look, Alvin.
What did you say?
I can't.
You are not. What is it?
I can't remember.
You are not in England now. What did you say?
Was that the Jamaican one?
He's about to light up
a
cigarette.
Oh, yeah, Barbet.
He's about to light up. He's about to light a cigarette.
Yeah.
Oh, what? And what did she say?
It was classic. And
he goes, oh, yeah, do you know, what's his name? And she goes, Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, didn't he fight for our freedom? Didn't he fight for freedom? And he goes, you are not free. I was like, man. What does she say? That's one of the funniest things.
But obviously, like, when it comes to, like, respect and parents or whatever, like, there's certain parents now, yeah.
Do they all deserve it?
And they don't all deserve it. I can't lie.
No, don't look at me like that. My mum deserves it.
But
no, some my mum deserves it as well. But some parents don't deserve it.
Deserve what?
Sorry,
deserve
don't.
What?
No, wait, let's let's rewind.
Think about
rewind.
What they
rewind.
Do? Some of these parents do to these kids: put them in ovens.
Sorry, go on.
I was just saying that some parents just don't deserve respect. I'll leave it at that.
Thank you.
Key, you were saying.
I think that's good. A good way to leave it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Excuse me. That was very dark of me.
I think. I do think there's a level of respect that has to be had in terms of like not trying to like hurt another person, but that comes under like other laws and stuff, innit? But in terms of like actual like doing what the parent says or whatever, like as Steve said like earlier, like there's people doing mad stuff to their kids, innit? And even like in Christianity it happens a lot, like there's like horror stories of like people using Christianity to like really discipline, but like really like oppress their like kids, like any ideas that they
like
may
they
have
are
contrary
themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'd say it's like, I wouldn't say that's a Christian thing. I'd say it's
no, I didn't say it was
thing.
A Christian thing. I said there's an element it happens in Christianity. That's
well,
what
yeah. To me, I'd say it happens anywhere where they're humans. Like some Christians are very evil people. The same, like, because to me, I always think like. I don't know. I'm always cautious about putting it on their Christian.
No, I'm not putting it on the Christian part, but I'm saying like in every religion, in like Islam, in, you know, in anything, you can abuse power. You get me? Especially when it comes to a powerful book like the Bible. Like, I think the way how, you know, I've seen certain people discipline kids or whatever, comes from the, I'm just talking about my perspective, innit?
Yeah,
from a Christian
on, yeah.
perspective, yeah. I'm saying that the way certain people discipline kids, I'm not talking
go into it.
I'm not talking about like slaps or anything, because I got little, but when you're talking about like just oppressing like children's like
100%.
Ideas and beliefs and
that's
you know,
a bit, how does go into it.
There's a point of where, like, for example, like, beatings can obviously become abusive, innit? There's a point where you're not allowing your child to... I'm not even saying it in, like, an airy, fairy way. You're not allowing them to have their own thoughts and ideas.
Like
or just explore certain stuff, you get me? Like,
is that like, I'm trying to get you to draw the link between that and the Bible.
Like, a biblical principle that makes them interpret it in that way. Is that what you're saying,
Arvin? Yeah,
I'm trying to think of, like, a parent's example. One that I did think of, but it doesn't relate to the point that I made, is Noah's story. Because Noah obviously got his whole family into the ark, but then look at the madness that happened afterwards, innit? You get me? Like, in terms, but that has okay. that has nothing to do with the point that I'm just saying. I was just bringing that up as like,
okay.
I had his.
Because to me, in my mind, people who intend to do evil will do it, and.
I don't think so. I think
why I'm asking for the print, like where does it
that you
where
can
it
you,
even come from
that you can intend to do good and
no. I mean, like, where's the link to the Bible with this? Like, how do people do it from the Word of God?
Go on.
Okay, so here, Colossians 3, verse 20: Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Now, my parents, not personally,
is that,
but
children. Is that it,
children
is that,
obey
your parents,
parents
in the Lord for this is right?
No, it's a slight variation of that one. That one is Ephesians 6 verse 1 that I read, and then there's one that's similar, which is
read that again.
Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Now, if you're not, if you're a child, who doesn't know the scripture in context, or you have no background, you're just this is your parents. You're going to listen to them. So in your head. You know that you must obey your parents in everything because it pleases the Lord. Now, your parents can use that whenever they like, in any context they like.
Yeah.
And if they have, if they've got you where they want you, they can get you to do anything.
It's manipulation.
Basically.
Correct. So, is that manipulation? Okay.
It's not manipulation because of the Bible. It's manipulation, as you said,
using
because of
the
human
Bible.
Yeah, but this is, you can't, like, I believe that, okay. I think we're getting close to it. I believe that we can
there, guys,
use the Bible. No, I don't mean it like that. I mean we can use the Bible to we can use any book, but the Bible, we can, because that's what we're talking about now, we can use the Bible to achieve literally anything.
Yeah, the Bible's notorious for that though.
But that's only if the Bible is misapplied or misapplied. To me, that's the important bit that I wanted to state, because which is why I brought up the text that I brought up. You'll find it in Luke 14 verse 26, but also Matthew 19 verse 29. So Matthew 19 verse 29 also has the same idea of what it means to follow God. Like, so when he says in Matthew 29, I think the word is forsake. In Matthew 19, sorry, the word is,
What was the Luke one?
Luke 14 verse 26.
Oh, it's close. I was at 20. So when you that one out?
If
any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. So just hate everything.
And then
Matthew 19 verse 29, everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life.
Right. So do you remember, the reason that that's important is because God is not saying, the reason that is important is because if on Matthew 19, go up a few verses, go up to verse 19 on that verse.
Up to 19 says, honor your father and your mother and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
So Christ is not saying don't, like he's not actually saying hate. Mm-hmm. Like that's not what he's saying. But so the verse before that, he saith unto him, which Jesus say, where do we want to go from? If I do that, I'm going to have to go kind of to the beginning, and I don't want to do that.
we've got a few commandments to go through.
So. Yeah. So I'm not going to go to the beginning, but if you read all the way through Matthew 19, but also just the whole book of Matthew in general, you see that what Christ is saying is, to follow me means to put you could end up giving up everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like for example, with the rich young ruler who goes away sorrowful, that guy
he wasn't able to give up.
Give it all up. Yeah. So God says, now notice God's order. So he says,
love God.
What's the first commandment?
What in the before
the ten? What's the first?
Is it idols? No, it's not. Before that,
I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. You shall have no other gods before me.
Yeah,
I had to go through in order.
It's like Justin said, it was verse one.
So, like, you shall have no other gods before me. So God puts that commandment right at the top. I should be the first. Mm-hmm. Then later on, he then says, honor thy father and thy mother. So, but what he won't do is have a conflict between the two. Like what he won't allow is you to disobey him over and obeying your parents. Yeah. He would rather you disobey your parents and obey him.
Mm.
Like, and that's to me anyway, what all of that is saying.
Yeah.
So like, you're right, Key, in what you're saying with regards to, like, if you're a child and you don't understand the context.
Yeah, like, I remember one time, like, my dad's not Christian, and he says he is, but he's not. But yeah.
I mean,
man, like,
I'm gonna edit that out.
No, he's calm. But yeah, so I remember one time when I was little, like, obviously my dad drinks, whatever, but I used to like ask him for like certain stuff, but obviously I'm a kid, innit? You get me? Obviously even now there's certain principles that my dad has that I don't do, but it's got to the point of where like he's always respected it though. So had he said like something to like the contrary of my beliefs, then I can honor him up until a certain point and respect him, but after a certain point I can't respect it. Sorry, dad.
Does it? Yeah.
When you're
to
out
me,
there,
Dad.
When you're out there.
Honor your father and your mother. Is honor question the same as obedience?
It's synonymous with it, but it's not the same. So that's what I'm saying.
You can show honor by obeying.
It's a genuine question. I don't know. So, no, I'm thinking through so myself.
When I was looking at the definition, it comes more down to like respect.
Mm.
I think like that's the basic principle. So okay. When God's saying honor them, it just means so as it said, it's not gonna. The commandment's not saying to, you know, it would have said if God wanted to say obey your parents and everything, he would have said that, innit? But he used the word honor, so that's it takes it more to respect. When you think about honoring someone, you honor a king, you honor someone higher than you, and you honor them because of the position that they hold. So a lot of people, their dad's a crackhead, you get me, or their dad's doing something like mad, or their dad cheated on their mom, but you have to suck that up, innit? You get me? He's your dad, you have to respect him, you get me?
To an extent.
You do, blood.
But I think
God's calling you to do that. God's not calling you to, you like, to disrespect people.
It's not even disrespect. Like, it's just like you just don't have to do anything with him. You just call him out your life, really.
Canceled. I know someone
that's like kind of cancelled their mom out of their life and like kind of spoken about them in like bad ways because like obviously they're like kind of racist and like kind of they say stuff that is mad contrary to like the way how society is today.
Mm.
But so then I think there's like also a thing where you feel like is it not your duty to teach them or show them that racism is not the way? Yeah, and I know sometimes it's a lot to say, oh, I'm going to teach my mom not to be racist because you know older people are stuck in their ways.
Mm.
So obviously it's hard to teach someone to be a certain way, but I know my dad's made mistakes and there was a point where I hated him for the mistakes that he'd made.
Mm. Yeah.
However,
I can concur.
I can say that it took a while to respect him again, but I got there.
God's calling you to do that. I think
definitely.
In the most way possible. If you're, I don't know, like there's so many mad stories about what parents have done in it. Like, you don't want to do something. The whole point of like being someone like Christ is to do stuff that you often don't want to do, blood.
Mm.
You get me?
Say that again.
So being Christian, it often involves you having to do stuff that you wouldn't do of your own. You get me? So this doesn't make sense. The fact that my dad's done all this stuff to me or my mom's done all this stuff to me doesn't make sense for me to love them and respect them. But because I've got Christ in me, that's why I do it. Honor your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
That's profound, man.
I think if people held against us everything that we've done.
That's what I'm saying.
Are
you looking at me for?
Look at you.
Very peak.
It is what it is, man.
And even mistakes that we might make if God blessed us with children as well. So it's like you got to think about that as well. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be perfect. It's hard to be even
near perfect.
Well, I'm perfect, so I don't know.
All right, mate.
Well, we know. Wow. If you listen to previous episodes, you'll know that Justin.
Listen to this episode.
Yeah.
What happened in this one? I haven't said anything yet.
Speaking into existence.
Oh gosh. Nah, but
everyone's waste man's in the other one.
The commandments are hard, innit? They're not easy. You get me? But the one about Noah though, that was kind of mad still, because his kids slept with him. Did they sleep with him?
Mm. It's not what it says. It's what
is that what happened?
His kid was it's saw him naked. Is the words that are specifically used.
Oh, is it?
But I don't like. It's a question I've had.
Technically,
it's a question
it's
of
kids though.
Not like with
laws, isn't it?
I mean, I remember one time
it was his one, just one of them. But he might have done. Fair but it's not what it's.
I mean, it's not.
Like
I mean, it's not an outlandish biblical concept.
No, it's definitely not outlandish.
Fair play, man.
No, but obviously,
it's
like,
also something that I.
God,
it might
do to be popular.
I think that it might have happened, but it's not what it says. Like I have thought about that.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. I've heard it and I remember like reading it.
Because the two other ones, I think in my mind they walk backwards to cover his.
Oh, mad.
They walk
CB,
into
I've always
into
thought that
the
they joined in.
Backwards.
I don't know why.
That's what I thought. I thought they joined in. Nah, I thought it was like a menage plus trois.
That's the one where it's two people involved is Lot's daughters.
Yeah.
That was,
both
I feel like,
them
slept with
him.
You get them mixed up, don't you?
People, give the Bible a chance. it's got mad things
it's
in
interesting.
It. But it's interesting and it's also, it will challenge you.
It's like a whole novel.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. To me, those things are like, it's not even like God endorsed what they did.
Yeah, we know
it's
that.
It's there to like, what
to teach
saying?
Us. Teach
yeah.
Like, that's a Game of like, Thrones.
And
like,
nothing theme, is theme new man. Under the sun.
Nothing is new. And also, listen, if you think that you can't be forgiven, read the Bible and see who's right.
Trust me.
That's what I know.
I feel like people think that they're bad, you know, but there's like
other things in the past.
Some people are bad though.
Some people are though. Yeah.
Like you are
not you. It's just them.
I was looking at you though, so
it cannot be me.
Shots fired.
You two are gonna have to be talking in the car, you know.
Let's move on.
Next one. Yeah. Thou shalt not kill. 13, verse 13.
Do we have to talk about this?
We don't have to.
Because really?
Who's going to kill him now?
Why are we kidding?
I mean,
what about the controversial...
Controversial.
Thank you. Abortion.
I knew you... I know, but I have been ready for this conversation for years.
That's the only other thing in the...
Do you know what I think? I think we should have that conversation.
What's the army got to do with this?
There's a whole other conversation.
Maybe not. Yeah, kind of.
I mean, we could start it off.
I mean, we could start it off now. I mean, because obviously there's two, there's two females. Yeah.
I want to hear
you lot's thing on it.
Talitha, take the mic.
I ask the question.
I think it's all right, to be honest.
You do.
Yeah.
Special circumstances or not, or
okay. Kind of trigger warning. I don't feel like abortion is wrong. Coming from like, say, if someone wants to actually get the. Have like someone aborted, then I don't think like anything's wrong with it. Personally, like, for example,
yeah,
if it was me,
yeah,
that like breeded up a girl,
yeah,
and like kind of like, because obviously I would want a child, because obviously I believe that like I should keep my child,
yeah,
because it's like mine,
yeah.
And if say the female didn't want it now for her reasons,
yeah,
then it would have to be the female, because taken to court now,
yeah,
the female would win anyway. Well. But I feel like the female would anyway, because it's her body. I believe it's her body, so it's up to her, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not really going to say, nice, you have to have it.
Okay.
It's your body, but...
I feel like I'd be that guy still. In this situation, I just know what type of person I am in it. Like, at this age, maybe at like 18 or something, but at this age, if I'm like messed up and that, had a baby, or like got someone pregnant, then I'd think, that's my year. Like, if you don't want to take care of it, you can go to... wherever, I'll look after this youth, innit? That's easier than done. I'm not saying that I'm gonna be like Estab a father, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, like,
Estab a what?
Father.
I pretended, but I'm glad that you said it, because now I could say it. I actually don't know what that
like,
means.
It's his own language.
What is
it?
It's
my own language.
Estab a father.
Yeah, just a good father. A good father.
Oh, okay.
Estab a. Okay.
It's my own language. Anyway, so
Cameronese.
Yeah, Cameronese. Anyway, I would just feel like I'd have to, look after you, innit? Just take care of it. But I think abortion again is just one of them easier said than done like topics, innit? Like everyone can say, oh, like I definitely wouldn't have one. But in the
until
moment,
you're in that scenario,
you get me. Until you're in that scenario, you don't really know. You get me? Like until.
I think us like without kids underestimate how hard it is to have a child. Just someone who depends on you. You can't go and do...
It's long blood.
What can you do for the first, 6 months?
18 years.
What can you do? Let me know.
I have some questions. I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Shock.
So trigger warning then.
Go on.
I guess I have to... Just about to come down to go into the pantry, so I have to move just temporarily.
Did you know?
He knows his his brother's belly. You're gonna get food in it.
So like, do you guys consider it killing? Do you guys consider abortion killing or not killing?
Yes,
it depends.
Because I believe.
On what?
Conception. On where you believe life begins.
Okay, that's my question. I mean, that's
because obviously there's little. Oh, I don't want to obviously make things complicated with like the medical side of things, but of course there's the whole thing of. I think it's you're allowed to have an abortion up to 28 weeks, I believe. 24 weeks. Yeah. And then, but then of course you can have certain scenarios where they may have to do a termination because of the way how the child is developing, or like sometimes you have to. They may medically induce it, and then because of something, a complication that might be happening, and then you have to give birth, and it's obviously a stillbirth, little things like that.
So it is, as far as I understand it, is in induction of birth is that the same as a termination?
No. Okay. Well, it depends on content. What do you mean?
So like
induction of labor.
Induction of labor.
It depends, because obviously that's just allowing the child to pass through. Mm. Depends if that child's going to be alive or not, if that makes sense.
So the induction of birth is just to start, like, just the contractions. The
right, yeah. So to me, that seems to me to be different from.
No, like, but I'm saying, but before.
Yeah.
They may have had to.
Okay.
It's just, there's just various. Because obviously, from conception to when the child's actually born, that's 9 months. That's a long time, period of time. A lot can happen.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So I'm just saying there may be different options. I just don't like the term killing. I think that's just me trying to make things not like I would never tell someone, oh, you killed your child.
I'm just asking, like, is that what, like, all I'm asking is that what it is or is it not? Like, I'm not talking about the nicest of the term or the.
From my perspective, if the child is alive from conception, which that's like my own personal thing, I believe, yeah, it's what else is it? Is killing?
Killing is an act of causing death.
Cause death, bro. there's no way to get around it. You get me? Like, obviously,
I was laughing at the definition because you said it so straight. I wasn't laughing.
Bit more tone to the voice.
I mean, like, there's obviously like the whole thing of like you want to kind of like get around certain stuff or whatever, but I mean, really, the thing is the thing, isn't it? Like, the term is the term. Mm. Like, so yeah.
So if you believe that life starts at conception, or maybe it could be 12 weeks. So, for example, if someone believes that life begins when the fetal heart starts beating, then they may not define it as if you had a termination of your pregnancy at 6 weeks. They may not define that as killing, because in their mind, the fetus is. I don't even know when the fetus' heart starts beating. I feel like it's a bit later. Yeah. So they may not define it as that.
I don't know how that feels in there.
How what?
But
feels?
I don't know if that's painful.
What is
I'm
painful?
Emotional, guys. So I don't know whether if I'm having an abortion and that my child is feeling pain because I'm. That's a new level of sadness for me.
These type of things need to be talked about, especially in church. I think when people may argue that, you know, abortion's wrong and things like that, I think obviously some of the people are just like extreme, like you say, thou shalt not kill, da, 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 da. But I think also some of it comes from a place of that because of that trauma and actually having to go through that. There's a reason why obviously God puts certain things in place, so to speak, because he does want to protect us and things like that. Mm. I just think it's a mixture of things, and I just think it's a topic that shouldn't just be talked about, bish bash bosh kind of, because it's not, it's so complex and so deep rooted in a lot of things that it's just, unless you have to experience it, like, in my opinion, no one really can have an opinion on it.
I feel like
you will always be on the fence.
Is mm-hmm. based
especially
on
as a woman anyway.
Opinion is only based on, like, it's not even, I'm not dictating the opinion. Like, I don't dictate another person's opinion. But, like, my thing is if a person considers it, is like if a person considers it one thing, then there's almost no two ways about it. If someone doesn't consider it life, then then it's
but this
not,
is the thing.
Like, but if someone does consider it life,
yeah, that's the piece you have to make.
Yeah,
because you may be in the position of okay, that's actually what I've always believed in, and then you're in a position, and then you're like, okay, now my morals being conflicted, but I've still got to make a decision and make peace, and maybe as a Christian, maybe even forgive yourself or something like. Do you know what I mean? So you can still have an opinion on it, and still it could still your decision may be against that opinion that you've always had, but then you still got to almost like heal from that decision regardless of what your moral stance or Christian stance or
so would it be is. Fine so if someone had so if someone had whatever opinion they had of it,
mm-hmm.
it would still be okay for them to make the decision to do that.
But that's saying that's why it's down to the person, because I can't decide that for that person. Faith, for example, someone has always believed their parents have told them that abortion's wrong.
Say they haven't been told. Say they just that's what they think.
But then it's just up to the person. What's your situation at the time?
So here, like, because this is where in my head this is the wrestle that I've been having.
Mm-hmm.
If it is a case that the person believed that it would that. It would be ending a life, but they say they're fine to do that. In my head, I ask myself, what would be different from that occurring with someone? Like, I can't see an objective difference. Say if I was in a coma, like, not even in a coma. Yeah, let's say if I was in a coma and for someone else to make that decision for me. But, like, it's a coma where, say, for example, let me say an induced coma where the likelihood is that I might come out of it.
I think you're trying to compare something like where, like, I know it's, you're it's trying to compare it life. To
no but I mean, like, in the sense that at this moment I don't have agency of decision.
Yeah,
I'm in a coma.
I get that. Yeah.
Yeah,
in this moment, like,
I guess that's why you see what you see life as, because you're comparing,
but you had agency at one point.
Yeah,
like, you
could, but that, also could, I could have a, like, what, like, in my in
that's
my head,
my point at that time, you can't think of the what ifs.
No,
you
no,
have to
no,
look
but
at
I'm
the
thinking,
now
why will we not allow someone to do that to someone?
Do you know what I
home?
Think you know what I think is really important. Mm. I think
that's my question, like, why won't we, why is it as a society someone who is put into an induced, so they've had brain surgery, they've been put into an induced coma to recover,
mm-hmm.
and it's very likely that they're going to come out, they're physically, everything says they're likely to come out of the coma,
mm-hmm.
why would we not allow a family to make a decision on whether or not that person, like, I don't know,
okay,
does that make
it's
sense?
Like the whole euthanasia
kind of
debate,
yeah.
as well, with
but
terms of,
like,
who decides essentially,
yeah.
I think, because I've done a bit on my course as well, I think obviously with decision, when there's a medical decision in terms of, say, for example, someone's in a coma and things like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's complicated. So you've got to think of, okay, what are the medical professionals saying? Are they saying there's a likelihood that that person will survive? Then you've got to think of, okay, if that person's got a religion, what does their religious stance? This, like, you always have the Jehovah's Witness who could have a life-saving,
yeah,
a blood transfusion, but they're Jehovah's Witness, so they will not accept. As a medical professional,
yep.
do I now decide to let that person die?
Yeah.
When they could just have the blood transfusion and live? But then you're conflicting, okay, you're helping them in this life, but they're concerned about the life to come. So then you've got to now balance that and work out what, almost like, what matters more.
Mm.
But who, especially if you're not religious, like, I can empathize.
Mm.
Like, I have these debates all the time on my course because I get it.
Now,
it's wild, but I get it.
I'm just enjoying
it.
I'm just in.
No, I love,
like,
the type of
thinking,
like, ethical,
it through.
Like,
I'm like, I am not. I don't have a.
I think what's important is that after what happens, especially, because obviously we're talking Christian kind of context, what happens after to that person? So let's say someone gets an abortion in church, how are they treated? What's the after bit to that? Because I think if someone did end up having an abortion, especially 100%. In our type of church, you just get in bond. You get me?
But
and then,
see,
and
this
then
is where...
The likelihood is that people wouldn't know you're pregnant in the first
place.
Yeah,
they
wouldn't
know.
And then you would go through the emotional,
and
psychological trauma
on
afterwards,
your own.
And you would do it on your own.
But that's what I'm saying.
No
what,
one ever would
that's
have
what
known.
I'm saying. To me, what's the overarching thing? What does God want here? God wants life, yes. Obviously,
what
life,
I'd say is...
But
the same thing...
One sec. God wants life now, yeah.
Yeah.
Then, obviously, the life's obviously gone. But now we have to deal with, what does God want now? Does God want that person to be closer to him or to be further away?
To be closer.
So what ends up happening more often than not? Let's say, for example, someone came up to the front and was like, yeah... I had 5 abortions. How are they being? How, what's, or, and I went through depressive stage. I, you know, went into a really dark place. We allow, that's why people bury sins and they don't come out with them, because obviously the life's gone now and we can't get it back. But what are we doing to now save your life now that you've made this decision, and you know, you've obviously, I believe, you know, you've taken a life.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing now to bring you closer to Christ?
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's there for.
It's up to, I feel like it's up to the new generation to kind of like work with them, kind of pray with them, be there for them and all of that. Because like, I feel like it's more, I don't really know if it's more the older, because obviously you do have some older people who are like kind of like cool and like wouldn't talk about it. But even saying that, the kind of the young generation as well do like tend to speak about certain things as in, oh, mad, I heard she had 5 abortions, all of that crap, all of that foolishness. And it's like, it's not right to do that, obviously. So it's more like as in, like, if you're coming to the front confidently, then fair play to you, like, I rate that. But like, then obviously it's up to the people who's like, who have actually heard that now in the church to kind of like work with her, kind of pray for her, like be there for her, literally. So,
and I think it's sort of what we said before, or there's a large extent to which, like, read, I was, to me, there is not a thing, what does God say? God says, if we confess our sins, and the crazy bit is this, we don't even have to confess, you don't have to confess your sins to me, and I don't have to confess my sins to you.
Mm-hmm.
I can confess my faults to you, my fault. So if I've done you wrong, I gotta come to you and say, yo bro, I've done you wrong, like, please forgive me. And I can ask you for that. Where I've sinned against God, I can tell someone so that they, there is a, like, telling, I'm not saying you shouldn't say anything, because I believe that what we go through is sometimes worth people knowing, because we can be a help to them to hopefully prevent them from doing the same thing that we did, or if they have done the same thing that we've done, we can help them out of it, or and they can know that they're not the only person who's done that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But then what I really believe is, he says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us from all our sins and to cleanse us to forgive us from our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Like, if you come to God and you repent from what you've, and you're repentant, God will not turn his face away or turn us away. That's my firm belief.
Yeah.
And I believe that, I mean, I look at, that's why even with myself, when I think that I'm like, oh Lord, God, here I am again, or Lord, like, And then I think, oh, okay, let me read this book. And then this book tells me of David, who did like a 3-in-1 kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Got a man drunk, killed his wife, and committed murder and adultery, and got a man drunk, and lied to the prophet afterwards. Like,
That's bearing false witness, isn't it? And he bore false witness. Mm.
He did it all.
And he, like, stole her. He basically did commandments 6.
He did 9. All.
Like,
he even coveted.
Literally. He went, coveted. Oh my days. He did the whole of them.
He broke all six. And then, but if he came to the Lord, and what would the, like, God says.
He was in, a man after his own heart.
Mm-hmm. Ezekiel, maybe, I want to say Ezekiel 33, I think.
But I would say, though, you have to be careful not to compare yourself and think, oh, I'm not as bad.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Like, yeah, that's dangerous.
Go on, Talitha, talk on that now.
I'm not as bad.
But do you know what I mean? Sometimes you do read some stuff in the half. I can't lie, I've done it before. Like, you read some stuff that's happened in the Bible, and it's like, I've not even done that. So,
yeah.
And
you can't
to me,
justify
that's,
yourself like
that's
that.
Dangerous.
So dangerous.
Why is it dangerous, though?
Why is it dangerous?
Because they're only men.
Thank you, Cameron.
They're only people.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's God. He took the hoodie off on purpose.
I'm trying to get ready for.
For what? For carnival.
For the wedding.
I said carnival.
Everybody gets.
Nah, I'm not.
I'm going skinnier.
I need to get ready.
I'm going skinnier. Ready,
blood. You know, in that seat, blood. There's gonna be ripples, blood.
Okay, Cam.
You get me?
No, gym is even open.
I'm trying to eat less.
Nah, I just got the resistance bands on it.
No, you're not, Justin.
Very nice.
I'm small anyway, bro.
Wither away.
Very nice.
Justin, that suit. What, like them school suits, blood?
I said for old times' sake, yeah, literally, like, when the wind blows.
Nah, bro. We're not having none of that, blood.
You like a school Wesley, seat, you know.
The return.
That was mad.
Lordswood.
No, Harper Bar, bro.
Which suit? We didn't have seats. Now,
really, it was basically a suit.
Oh, the Blazers. That was smart uniform.
Yeah, that was good still.
That's
it clashed though.
Like the amount of people who love that uniform.
It clashed better.
Like red and blue. Those are perfect colours. Yeah, they're like, that makes purple, you know.
Hey, what's the next thing then? What's the next thing? Have you kind of finished? Like,
I can't remember. Oh yeah, what were we talking about? I can't remember.
Just like, just Talif was on about like,
oh yeah,
why we shouldn't follow other people.
Yeah.
Because, okay, if you
compare. So did we answer the?
Go on, go go.
Did we answer like
Yeah, we did.
The commandment.
Yeah. Did you answer it? Did you answer it?
Yeah. I don't know. Did I?
Like, yeah. Go on. Yeah. You answer it. Conclude this one.
Don't. What was this one?
Don't. Thou shalt not kill.
Okay.
Kill to say.
We should not do it.
No. I don't think we should kill. However, circumstances be circumstances. So let's not judge, but let's support each other, right?
There we go.
There we are.
Amen.
The love of God. I'll say
to me.
Because then we were actually open to different discussions.
Sorry.
One, my favorite.
I was just gonna say, like, that's with anything. I was just gonna say with anything. If someone has sinned, whatever the
point,
with anything.
Blank,
that's
period.
It. Like. That's everyone should be supported.
You know, oh, do you know? This, there was one second. There was a sermon on Saturday in UCN, and I forgot the Don's name. Anyway, he gave a experience of Nelson Mandela.
Dr. Walsh.
So he gave an experience of Nelson Mandela, and basically Nelson Mandela, he was like sitting in this restaurant. By this time, he was president, innit? And basically. He was eating, both of his guards were around, and there was one guy that was sitting on the table, a bit like, probably like three tables down. This guy's shaking, bruv. You get me? Shaking, kind of looking up at Nelson. And then Nelson Mandela, like, he
beckons him.
He calls him over, and like, they just have like a normal dinner. And then the guy basically like goes away shaking. And the guards are like, why is this guy shaking? And Mandela said,
you're diabetic.
No.
Who's gonna kill
Mandela said he was the guard that used to pee on me when I was in prison, and he thought that I would retaliate to him.
Yeah.
But I need to show him that I would not basically do the same thing.
That's powerful.
You know me? So love like it. Yeah,
love your neighbor.
I definitely
has yourself.
Drink.
But anyway, yeah. Next thing. No, Talitha's, you know, favorite commandment.
There's a saying that people have like. I wouldn't piss on you if you're on fire. Have you heard?
So yeah, like, that's a good old saying.
Someone texted me yesterday. Actually, so I'm going to text you that. The name, I looked at the name and said, if I was on fire, yeah, let me scroll. Someone texted me yesterday and I looked at the text and thought, you wouldn't piss on me if I was on fire, so why would I?
Wow.
Let's move.
Anyway,
Talitha's favorite text.
Are you going to sleep?
It's not my favourite text.
Nah, I'm awake. I'm awake.
It's my one of, it's the juicy commandment.
It's a juicy one. Oi.
Girl and girl.
Which one is it?
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Oi, oi.
Wake up.
I don't.
Hey.
Okay, so are we going to go into it? Because I don't think really.
Is it only in marriage? Or does
the principle is wider than that. The principle obviously goes to fornication.
Fornication.
Well.
It's only in marriage.
Masturbation. All the Asians in the nation.
Oh, wait. My
it's only marriage.
Thou shalt not kill. There's one more thing I wanted to say on that. But it's to say, like, I'm sorry. I had, like, it just hit me. It turns out killing doesn't just mean knifing someone.
Of course it doesn't.
So, killing.
Wait, hold on. How did we get so far?
I As in, like, there's a point in Matthew chapter 5, probably.
Well, when Jesus had a gun.
Where Jesus, he didn't have a gun, but he said something interesting. He said,
mechanical weapon.
But I say unto you that whosoever, so this is Matthew 5, verse 22, whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, oh, no, no, let me go back a bit. I didn't quite hit it right. We have heard...
It's going to be a long point because we want to get to
the... Now, okay, it's very short. We have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill. And then he says, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. And then he goes on to expand on what he means by killing. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Yeah, on that, we can move on.
Okay, yeah. Cool. All right, so...
Obviously, based on the definition, thou shalt not commit adultery. Adultery is when it's voluntary sexual intercourse, though I would argue that it's anything sexual between a married person and a person who is not their spouse.
Sucking there we breasts,
go. There we go.
Stroking a vag. You get me?
What? Are we putting that in?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's,
so
that's a bit much.
It's a vagina. It's a vagina, blood.
I know, so, but I know, but oh goodness.
Pum pum. So is pum pum better?
So single no, guys that sleep with married women, sorry? Is that commit adultery?
Medical terms. Single vagina.
Single
guys.
If they're married,
like I'm 16, blood.
I know, but still,
I'm saying like. Single guys that sleep with married women.
That's adultery.
Is that adultery for the man or the woman?
The woman.
Thank you. There we go.
Exhibit A. Case closed.
Just come on, now that thing, bro. You've got this. I need to go back and revisit. Yeah.
Key, did we ask those questions?
Sorry. Sorry.
Nah, I'm joking, kind of, but like, just don't.
I want the answer.
Nah, I haven't still.
Okay. So
no spoilers. No spoilers.
I plead the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
Is it?
Or the 1.5?
The 1.2.
This is his own thing, man.
The 1.5.
Anywho.
Yeah, because remember the movie they said last week, the 1.5.
I can't remember.
Okay, cool. Anyway.
I remember.
Anyway, that takes me to the story of David and Bathsheba.
Bathsheba.
Sorry, you know what? That made me think that I said the wrong person. You know, you two are bullies, bro.
I'm sorry.
We already knew this.
Yeah. He doesn't flinch, you know.
No. Am I supposed to?
Red flag.
I think he saw it. What? Wait, what? I missed that.
How
one.
Is that red flag?
Oh no! Don't worry, Justin. You don't need to flinch.
But yeah, anyway. Anyway.
So I can't touch my ass now, bro. Like, relax, man.
This is annoying, though.
You shot yourself there.
Justin's annoying.
Okay.
Anyway,
so
that story, brief synopsis. Well, I'll give my little synopsis and then everyone can give theirs if I missed out anything. So David basically sees this woman showering. She is another man's wife at the time.
She's a spice though.
You know, breasts are looking bountiful, bottoms looking bountiful. Beautiful.
It might not be. Depends what his type was.
Depends what his type was.
Yeah, for real.
She could have, yeah. She
could have been. I mean, the fact that he.
You get me? She could have been tall. You get me? She was his type, basically. She was his type on paper. You get me?
Love Island.
You get me?
I don't even
get it. I missed that episode.
Okay, I'll be wrong. Anyway, okay. Keep it going.
It was a whole season.
I missed
anyway.
The whole series.
But yeah, so he sees her. Anyway, he sees her and he basically moves to her. Yeah, he moves to her, innit?
Nah, he got
well, she's in the shower, so
he told someone to send for her.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, so the way how kings moved to girls back then was they sent their servants.
A lot of guys do that too. This now.
Oh yeah.
Send their servants.
My bedroom said he likes you, you know.
Send his little servant.
You get me? So yeah.
Guys with no game do that.
Well,
David had no game.
I do that.
No, you don't.
Well, have no games.
I hope you don't do that.
I do that.
You're too old to be doing that now, blood. That's like on the bus thing, blood. On the 11.
Just gonna start using his nieces.
So anyway.
Hey, those ones work, you know.
I know they work.
Which ones?
When you use kids.
Usually, when you use kids.
Okay. What?
Okay.
You just be playful.
Keep that in mind.
Be more playful with them.
Okay. Obviously, I'll keep that in mind.
I've had enough.
Yeah, so anyway, going through the story anyway. Sends servants to come get her. Gets her, they sleep together first night.
Man, like, we don't waste
so
time.
Easy.
Well, they sleep together. They sleep together they quite sleep quickly. Together. They sleep together.
We don't waste time.
They commit adultery.
The story gets a bit hazy, so someone pick up. After
that's
that.
Mad, actually. So she committed adultery.
And then he.
Not even David. David was single at the time.
He had wives.
Assume that committing adultery is only what a man can do then.
Yeah.
No, anyone, a woman can commit adultery.
No, because there's
adultery too, because she was married.
I
don't
know. A man can commit.
But we're just saying it from the man's perspective.
Okay, go on.
From David's perspective.
But was David married? Sorry.
Yeah.
This was like his second or third wife.
I think.
Yeah. Someone find where the verse is so we can give it to
Lisa. I think it's.
So, it'll be Kings.
Yeah, it's Kings. First Kings. I think it's 28, but I just lost it. Yeah.
Go on, you go.
So then he gets his. He goes to. There's a war going on. In fact, David was meant to be at war. He was meant to be at war with the Philistines, but he didn't go.
The devil then finds gets, work for idle hands.
Yes, he does.
Oh, First Kings chapter 1, I think.
Yeah. And then he goes to he sends for Uriah, who's this woman's Bathsheba's husband. And so when he gets to Uriah, he tries to get Uriah to lay with Bathsheba.
Sally's wife.
Mm-hmm.
So that obviously there's confusion over that it's happened at the same time.
Sorry, it's in Second Samuel. Like war, well, like
Second Samuel, what?
Chapter 11.
Okie doke.
Okay, cool.
So he gets her to sleep with. He tries to get Uriah to sleep with his wife, but Uriah's like, "No, I can't do that. We're at war. We're not. You know that we're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
He had the needle to the pole, so to speak, and then.
I just had the image of a needle to a pole.
David then gets him drunk to try and get him to do this, but he doesn't. So then Uriah sends David. David sends Uriah back to the battle, and he sends him with a letter to give to the general, who I believe was Joab.
Yeah.
And the letter is Uriah's own death warrant. As they are to be in battle, and then everyone is to withdraw from Uriah, and so he dies in the battle that way.
Oh, so he.
So David even kills Uriah.
Sets him up, basically.
Yep. Yeah. Mm. And then later on, Samuel goes on
and
to.
And she conceived,
David.
By the way.
She did.
Okay.
And the son that she has, I want to say, was Absalom.
For Solomon? Not Solomon.
Was it?
Check.
We'll never know.
If it's Absalom, that explains why Absalom was the way that he was.
So yeah, so another example.
It might be Solomon. I can't remember.
Solomon, yeah.
Yeah. So what are the main lessons? What are the main lessons in it?
On a tree.
What are the main lessons in that?
The marriage is a covenant, and you shouldn't be dabbling with other people's covenants.
Hmm.
That's a shout,
still. Okay. What else?
So all you men out there
and women
dabbling with their covenants, tell them relax.
Also, if you are out, if this happens, the Bible does allow for divorce. So if you would like to take the offer of divorce, take it.
Run.
Take it.
Run.
You don't need to settle.
You know the one, isn't it?
These things.
Sorry.
Yes, because you know them girls are crazy out there, so. Man, if you want a divorce, just cut loose.
So, I'm joking.
This is only on cheating, by the way.
If your spouse was to cheat on you,
gone.
Husband or wife,
straight.
Not necessarily.
Are you taking them back?
No.
Depends.
No. Me.
Even let's go children. Around. Justin?
Okay. Depends. Why is it Justin first, though?
You're to my left. We're going from left to right.
It's right of the dealer.
Talifa.
Surely it's left of the dealer.
I'm sure it's left of the dealer. I don't play those to... games. So, Justin?
Definitely left of the dealer.
Oh, gosh. Nah, it depends though.
So, on?
It depends on like, okay. If I got... My mad.
Oh, mad.
Do you know what it is? Okay. It's a thing where, like, if it's a person that I love, yeah, that I deeply love.
Shh, Cameron. Yeah?
Like, it's a person that, like, I deeply love, yeah, and I've got that kind of, like, everything in my life is just, like, basically not revolved around there, but, like,
You've built together.
That's strong, but, like, yeah, kind of built, like, kind of, like, even the future as well. Now it's, like, everything's deep, and it's, like, oh, my gosh, I can honestly say I love this person, I will not. And there's no one else who I can, like, see in my life. And, like, I can either talk to someone and be like, mad, you're not her. So, like, get me. Don't know when Usher was like, you remind me of a girl. That song is, that song is deep, you know. Like, that song, I don't think people understand how deep that song is. But, like, it's one of those ones. Like, say if it was one of those girls, then I don't think I would have to find a way to kind of, like, I would
basically try to forgive. But if you, she's that girl for you.
Wait, let's keep. Oh,
but
let's keep,
are
let's
you keep, that man going. For him?
Let's keep going.
For her?
I mean,
no,
that depends on.
Well,
like,
I ain't cheating.
Anyway, that depends exactly. on. That depends on her. No, that depends on her. Like, okay, sorry, so, I'm not answering
so
yet.
He,
no, when it comes back around,
she
I'll
is his world, but she's cheated, so he's obviously not her world.
We'll see that.
Well,
I have an answer.
The honest, if it's like a repetitive thing, then like I'm not a waste, man. I'm not gonna stay. But like, if it's the one time thing, then yeah, why not?
How do you know someone's?
Hey!
You never know when someone's gonna do it again, Cameron.
I'd like to say, you know, yes, but, you know.
Why would you like to say?
But I don't know, because I feel like, again, like, I hear where Justin's coming from. Like, I said no at the beginning, but, like, I hear it. But at the same time, I'm not a mug. You get me? Mm. How are you going to cheat on me? A whole me?
Maybe it's because I'm different, though.
Am I a waste, man, blood?
I might be different, too.
I've cheated on girls before, so, like, I'm used to it. Like, it's a thing where...
Sorry? Okay. Okay. It's like a turn for the
well,
worst.
Well, I haven't cheated on no girls. So, yeah.
For me, I think my answer is very similar to Justin's.
Wow.
A man with common sense.
And I want to say why.
No, but you know what? Practically,
in this room,
I don't think it's going to happen.
What?
If you get cheated on, like...
You become an absolute...
Wait,
becomes a psycho.
Hear me out.
Okay, you know what? Wait,
the cheaty.
We'll come in.
Okay, anyway.
Think about it. Say what you're saying. If you want it out, then we'll crop it out and it. Yeah.
Okay. For me, it depends one on the circumstances. The one thing I'll definitely do is the first is I'd have to trust the person again, and I'd have to teach myself to trust.
It's not easy, like ABC.
No,
I'll tell
it's
you
not.
That.
I know it's not easy. But I think it depends on a lot. It's highly unlikely to happen. But if it's a mistake, I hope it's very self-assured. No, it doesn't have to be self. No. My assurance is not in myself. It's in hoping that I pick someone who doesn't.
Of course.
My assurance is
personally,
in them.
Personally, I'm
like,
loyal. I know that.
Yeah.
We're going to the family, you know.
Like,
I'm loyal.
Like, I'm that's like, and then you've got, I don't know, you've got kids with the person. And
I'm not staying for kids. Sorry, future kids.
I'll be real. Me neither.
Wait, hold. And then.
I'll play the kids this episode if you like get kids and someone else.
I'm screaming.
And then. I think I could. Like, I'm not saying it's easy or
I'm saying in theory.
But I genuinely feel like.
In theory, forgiveness and everything, you're able to trust the person again.
I can forgive you.
But in reality, I'm punching up your dad.
Oh, for real. Like, 100%. I mean, this is the thing. If it happened to me, God forbid, the Lord knows you cannot send that one to me. Okay. But, all I can say is.
What if it does, though?
Obviously not.
He ain't gonna do.
God knows.
He better be listening to this episode.
This has been an expressed opinion
he
already.
He knows not to.
For me, it's a thing of.
I'm gonna bang him as well.
Thank you, Justin. One time on the same side. So,
But what I would do, first of all, I obviously would have a million and one questions that need to be answered. Then you need to pack your things. Just long, man. Like, no, because I need to know for my own healing. Because
I ain't got time for the question.
Well, don't mess it up. Happened. Don't mess up. I need to know just the circumstances, relax, you know? Who it was. Like, because sometimes that's you may have had an inclination, do you know what I mean? So I need to know from my own perspective and my own healing that maybe I could have stopped it. And maybe I had an inclination I didn't see it. You hear all these stories, innit, of different people's experiences. Then you need to leave my house, okay? Because now it's mine.
Now it's mine.
It's no longer ours.
Oh, but now what if the deeds? What
no,
if
there will be no deeds.
I know. You see, this is the bit I'm too smart about for divorce.
That, okay. Then the third thing is we will have therapy. I will go to therapy.
Who's, you said we or you?
No, we are going to therapy because we need to talk this one through.
But you're
we're not separated target. Yet. You might be out of my house until okay. We are officially separated, okay? Yeah. But we're still having therapy. Yeah. Then the next stage will be divorce because I will be divorcing you.
So what's the point? So what's the point? Therapy?
Like, after therapy?
Because I need healing and you owe it to me.
That people do say is even if you know you're not going to work it out, it's still healthy. Think about it. This is still someone who I at once trusted and I would have built my life with. So I can't just be done with you.
Okay, tell me, what is the point of the therapy?
To talk things out because then I can know it is sorted.
No, yeah, but you need a mediator sometimes. You need a mediator. No,
a mediator is different to a therapist. Like, I'm trying to work out.
Semi.
Like a counselling kind of thing. Therapy, that's what I mean.
Someone to sit in the middle and
literally
say.
You counselled into it, so you need to counsel.
That's what I'm saying. Start as you need to finish. Honestly, no, it's something that people do actually say that it is good to do.
Okay.
Because you may not, I'm not saying that afterwards I will see eye to eye or whatever, but say if we have children involved and stuff, I've still got to be in a place where I'm actually civil with you. Because we still, if we had kids or we may have had a business together, things like that. Like, we need to be in a place like that. And also for my own forgiveness.
Okay.
Because I will eventually forgive you, but you will not be my husband. This topic really gets certain people that just
fair. I know, man. People are just trash. So much trash people.
Any Justin, for real.
Whoa, where are we going with that? I ain't cheated on my wife yet.
Don't say yet. Just say.
Hold up. Disclaimer. Black men don't cheat. Anyway,
that's a lie.
But black British men do. Right.
What's the difference?
I'm Caribbean.
What was the question?
What would you do?
I don't think I've got time for counselling. I haven't got time for any of that. Honestly, I think you come and you tell me or find out and then I say, okay.
I better not find out. You better come and tell me.
Honestly, please tell me. Because
it's the humiliation. That's what it is.
You know what I think? I understand what you're saying in terms of you need therapy. You need to talk it out because otherwise it plays on your mind. However, if you're not going to be in my house or in my life anyway, do I need to know? Is that more traumatic for me to understand why you cheated on me and what it, because women do this thing where it was my fault or I wasn't giving him this or I wasn't this or what. That's painful for me.
That's why I'd rather know. So I'd rather you tell me to my face that you didn't think I was enough. Tell me, say that to my, do you know what I mean? I would rather that than me running through a million questions.
It's not that. A lot of the time, it's not that.
The men are greedy.
Yeah. Basically. It's not that you're not enough.
I'm sorry.
I like the energy still.
I'm just saying, most of the time, it's not that the woman is not enough, but the man just wants
everything.
His cake and to eat it too. So, for you to then sit in therapy and say to me, it's because you wasn't enough. I'm going to look at you and say, you're a damn liar. Do you know what I mean? Because actually,
it's true.
Like, I know that you're lying. Don't do that. So, anyway, you're straight out. You're never coming back.
Tyler Perry, why did I get married? What the illustration that he gave was that men will have the 80%, in a woman or whatever, but they're still looking for the 20. But they don't realize that they're just looking for that 20. So you'll leave the 80 and you'll settle for the 20. Remember that 80-20.
Okay.
I won't cheat on my wife. I'm just saying.
No, you won't. We know. I will
come get gunshot.
Rum, pa pa pum,
rum, pa pa pum.
No, it's gonna be 100%.
Yeah, trust me.
Sting gone down.
Wow. What's the question?
It's gone, guys.
I feel like he's gonna ask why did men cheat or something like that, or what are the reasons why or something.
Why do you like realize too late?
What do you mean?
Ooh. Why do you think you like realized too late? So you would cheat your girl, do your dirty rest her. Now your wife's left you, your kids left you. Now all of a sudden you're like, that was the woman of my dreams.
Yeah, okay. Because
what have example, I? One second. What have I done? I don't understand why I did that. Oh
it
my
just
god!
Just came over me.
Yeah, no, I just needed okay. to.
As someone who's actually done that before, I was like, I realized that it's been too late. Literally from the heart. Oh. So one of those ones.
I know,
like,
I know you're being genuine, don't worry.
You know, it's one of those ones where like,
babe, okay,
I
don't
nah,
no,
she
I
meant just, that genuinely.
There's actually like many things, there's many options, because obviously when I did it, it was like a thing where I was used to do like cheating. So obviously the fact that I've cheated like all my life or in every relationship, basically, it was like a thing where because that person who was someone who I could consider myself with like being a wife, it's like I just thought, mad, I want to cheat. But I love you. So it's just like one of those things where it's just like it becomes a repetitive thing. So obviously because you ain't really dealt with it, become a habit. So it's because like you ain't dealt with the things before. It's just like it just becomes worse.
You just end up in a
cycle, in a loop. So yeah, it makes sense.
You need to be vulnerable with each other before.
I mean, I personally think
and
that
you need counselling. Not like you personally, but the person.
If that is the person's
pattern, then you must get counselling before you marry.
Yeah, definitely.
What's the song?
We're already going
through it. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. They pay paradise and put a push.
We should go harmonize if you're Alvin, but you know, I can't sing.
You can. Just do it and you'll find that you can.
No, Alvin.
I promise.
What's the moral of adultery then?
I want to go somewhere.
Go on.
Because I bet all of us have
three commandments to go for. All of them.
Who here thinks that they've never committed adultery?
I have.
Huh? Say that again.
Thinks that they have not committed
adultery? Are you going to bring the whole thing meant about lust in your minding?
Although that's a great point.
But is it adultery where you are married? Did we not discuss that?
It's fornication if we're not.
I have committed adultery.
All right, Justin.
He's proud. Plenty
of time.
No, you haven't.
Wait. Justin's annoying.
Okay.
Twice as well.
I made this go this out.
You don't have to. I'm just saying.
Oh, my days.
Stop it. No. What your future wife is listening to this.
Justin has really changed. This is what people need to understand.
Stop speaking for him.
Justin has really changed.
Unless he said this himself.
What, I have really changed though?
That's fine. That's one of
his. Yeah. No, he says it all the time.
So, Jeremiah 13, verse.
You are moving mad, bro.
Okay, back in the room. Jeremiah 13, verse 20, 27. This is God speaking, yeah?
Is this to do with adultery?
It's
better than your question. Go on. Sorry.
I have seen. So he's talking here to Israel, yeah? The nation. And then he says, I have seen thine adulteries and thy ninings, the lewdness of thy whoredom. And thy abominations on the hills in the fields. Oof. Woe unto thee, O Jerusalem, wilt thou be made clean? When shall it once
I
be?
A different version.
Yeah. You can read it in another. We can read it in another version if you want.
Jeremiah
13, verse 27.
Oh dear, 13.
Does it actually say fields? Like, having...
You have filled your abominations in the
13:27 was it?
No, sorry. Field.
Oh, okay. I've seen your adultery and lust. Oh dear. And your disgusting idol worship out in the fields and on the hills. What sorrow awaits you, Jerusalem? How long before you are pure?
Ain't that crazy?
Right.
So if the bride of Christ. So Christ has a bride.
He does.
Which going down through time was it? Well, Christ has a bride, and people who are his people are considered part of the bride of Christ, so to speak. And then in Revelation, you also see that there's a whore. So there's the bride of Christ, and then there's also the whore. But let's not focus on the whore for now. But let's say the bride of Christ. And what they do is they have idols. Here, Jeremiah says, I have seen your. So on the hills, They used to have these high places where they'd build places of worship to these other gods. And God considers that adultery. Because, so when I say, have we committed adultery, in a weird way I'm saying, it almost goes back to the first commandment when God says, have no other gods before me. He wants to be, in essence, wed to us.
Yeah.
And when we go after other gods, whatever those gods be, we're cheating on God. It's as simple as that. But I
don't
guess
let me cheat on my girlfriend.
That's a trash song.
Because as far as I can see.
I said you sing, you'll sing.
That's all I said. Yeah, sing and you'll sing.
I'm just singing, you'll sing, you know.
What's the conclusion?
Stop it. Don't do it. It's nasty. It's not very nice.
Oh.
It just causes broken homes. Sorry.
Your lost point as well. The point of loss.
You didn't have the lost point. It's just...
Oh, my. I know.
We're
but
going the other way.
No, but I thought that's where you're going with it. Which,
but it's also, that's the other way, yeah.
Text as well. But lusting is obviously not good.
Why not? Like.
Keep that hidden. Keep that hidden.
And that was Alvin.
That was Alvin.
People think it's me again. No.
Okay, so what have we covered? Where are we at so far then?
We've done 5, 6, 7.
Just answer Alvin's part. Why is lost bad? Simply because... Like, if you're, okay, say if you're married, if you're lost enough to an old person, then it's easier just to, like, slip in, slide into the DMs, like some people that...
Slide into the...
That we do now, so... Literally, like, slide into the DMs as well, so, yeah, let's not go there.
Do you know what I mean? Okay, so, David, obviously we just discussed him, but David was also the same don that God called a man after his own heart. Mm. So, it's not to say that... You know, you can't redeem yourself after... Mm.
Or he can't redeem you.
Yeah, he can't. Sorry, yeah. He can't redeem you, sorry.
But there needs to be a genuine change.
Exactly. I mean, there's like this... There's even... David is one of the most reflective people, I would say, in the Bible. Because there's even verses...
Read Psalm 51.
Read that Psalms. That's my favourite Psalms. Psalm. I like Psalms. There's a Psalm 19.
Create me a new heart.
That one's good.
Something with me with his.
You know, Psalm 51 is directly related to the whole Bathsheba incident.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Go on, read
it. It's
what he prays directly.
Read it in your own time, guys.
No, read a bit of it. Read a bit of it.
I don't want to take up Talitha's.
Creating me.
Shout out to my dad, 55th birthday today. Even though when this comes out, he will. His birthday. But, yeah.
Which one? Which birthday?
Yeah.
51.
55th.
The chief,
yeah, OG. President.
The beginning just president says, "Psalm of David." Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba. So it's literally about that incident. That's all I'm going to say.
Sorry.
So, verse 1: to the chief, a psalm of David when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba, and then it begins, "Have mercy." Yeah,
it's when quite he explicit. What? No, they literally say, and he went into her. Literally,
yeah.
Straight from the shower.
Let's move on. What's the next
one? Wake up.
Oh, I'm trying to find the verse.
Let's make love tonight.
Okay, yeah, okay. Okay, so keep back thy servants also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright. And I shall be innocent from the great transgressions. So, like, David there is basically, like, talking about, like, I assume, like, he's thinking that when he sees Bathsheba, it's like, he knows the law of God, innit? Like, he knows what's good and bad. So it's kind of like, I don't know anyone, but, like, we know what's good and what's wrong, but we still do it anyway. There's, like, that little inkling in the back of our head that's still like, you know what? Might as well, you know what I'm saying. So, but even in that, he's very honest with God, and like he's talking about, you know what, I have presumptuous sin. Like, this is something I'm struggling
with.
Read
that again.
So it says, keep thy servants back also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me, and then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. So, yeah, that really, like, hit me the other day, so I had to find that, because, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah,
it's a powerful psalm.
Yeah. Psalm, the whole of Psalms is powerful, isn't it?
It's true.
So are we going to the next, or are we stopping pretty much
stopping.
Here?
Cool. Yeah, we can.
Wow.
To buy gifts without someone knowing.
Is that the one you meant to use for when you buy in flights and stuff?
Yeah, when you buy gifts without someone knowing. That's what it's for.
Gifts? I use it for flights. I like to put that out there.
Wait, and that has been the After Sundown podcast.
Wait, 1 second.
Oh, yeah, we are. Yes, we are. Yeah.
It was absolutely great, guys.
We're going to have
loving this professional setup, loving this. I would so professional.
She was relaxed. She got more into
I'm relaxed eventually, guys. Yeah. I'll be more relaxed next week.
Expose yourself.
Absolutely not, guys.
If you want Key to come back again, put a love high in the comments.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Oh, YouTube, are we? Oh, well, that's
fine. I mean, but it's pretty much the same.
Like a brummy then.
Don't forget to
like, comment, and subscribe.
Don't forget to share. I don't know where we are.
Are we still recording?
Can you record?
I'll still record.
What's up, people? Thank you for listening to the After Sundown podcast. Remember, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Deezer. So share with a friend. Also, follow us on Instagram at After Sundown Podcast. If you've got any questions or just looking for more information, slide into our DMs. God bless.